Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah on pace to finish by Purim. We're holding the very, very top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's really a continuation of the fact from yesterday. We're discussing the cheshbon of 70 years of Golas Bavel and how Belshazzar had made a mistake in the calculation and then afterwards Achashverosh did. And when it actually happened, we were cheshboning out how it worked out with the 7 years from the correct starting point. From the time of Chorvos Yerushalayim, from the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it was 70 years. But only if you had something called Shanim Mikutos, which meant that the years of Dariavish and Koresh, which we initially thought were 5 years, were really four. And so too, the years of Nebuchadnezzar and Evim Lerodach was also a year that they overlapped too. So that was, we were in the middle of that point, and then the Gemara continues now, the top of Yud Beis and Aleph, Tananami Hachi. The Nebraisa also shows that that was true, that last point that Nebuchadnezzar and Evim Lerodach had a year that they shared. Right, because the Brisa says the od shana acheres l'bavel v'aman daryavish yishlima. There was another year for Bavel, and Daryavish came and filled it in. So this itself is kind of cryptic, but a medrash explains in more length what this means. That really have to put in kind of a lot of words over here. That there was another year in that 70-year cheshbon is what I mean. Od shana acheres needed to be in there for the golos Bavel, is what that means. But v'aman daryavish yishlima means Daryavish came and was and reigned for 1 year, and thereby completed the 70 years. So that means, that proves what we said before, because you take a year off of the amount of years that Nebuchadnezzar and Evil Merodach had in their reign, Daryavish had to have another year. That's why 1 year into his reign, the Beis Hamikdash Shani was built. Okay, again, it's sort of cryptic. That's what Rashi speaks out over here at length, how that essentially fits into that quote. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Af Daniel ta b'hai chushbono. Daniel also had a cheshbon, 7 years, and he also made a mistake in when it would be. Diksiv mishnas achas l'mocha ani Daniel binosi b'sfarim. It says that the first year of his reign, I Daniel binosi means like meditated upon, looked into, counted. It could also mean Rashi has made a cheshbon, or maybe b'sfarim would mean like the cheshbon that he tried to understand the cheshbon of what was going on. So where it says Mindika Amar Binosi Michal Dita, from the fact that he says, I now understood it, meaning to say he didn't understand at one point, he had made a mistake. Rashi himself, they bring some Gemara's Akute Rashi. Rashi in the Sefer Daniel spells this out also at length, that he had made a similar mistake that was made before in the Gemara, probably Belshazzar's Cheshbon, something like that, and he had to rethink where his mistake was also. Seder. Says the Gemara. Still, isn't it a kasha what we had all along in this cheshbon? Exceed melos l'bavel. See, 70 years will be from Bavel, which we said is Golos Bavel, which happens well before the Churban. Exceed l'chorvos Yerushalayim. The other pasuk says 70 years from the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim, meaning there should be a certain amount of geula that comes 70 years after both incidents. And we only know of the geula coming 70 years after the Beis HaMikdash, the Rishon, was destroyed. So where is the one that 7 years after the beginning of Golos Bavel? Amirava the Pekidah Ba'almo. That 70 years was a Pekidah Ba'almo, was a remembering that Hashem did without any action associated with it per se. Ayanu Diksiv, it says, I mean, there was some sort of process that started then, but nothing that was, you know, a remarkable occurrence. It says, though, in a pasuk, Ko Amar Koresh, Melech Paras, Koresh, the king of Persia, said, Ko Mam Lechos Ha'aretz Nosun Li Hashem, Hashem gave me all the lands of the world, Elokei Hashemayim, the God of heaven, who pokad alai, leave no slow bias in Yerushalayim. He commanded me to be bias in Yerushalayim. Now this pasuk is taking place, Rashi speaks out, that well before he actually got to build the bias in Yerushalayim. This happened 70 years after the Golos Bavel started, and it was 18 more years until the Beis HaMikdash got built, because we know that we elaborated on a little bit before, there was a lot of hold-ups, a lot of stopping. Achashverosh caused a bit of a stop, others caused a bit of a stop in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Pekidah Ba'alma means that essentially the process started, but it still took another 18 years after that for it to happen. That was 70 years from Chorvos Yerushalayim. Okay. So it says, right to the Gemara. Dosh Rav Nachman by Rav Chisda. Nachman Rav Chisda made the following drasha. It says as follows. My Dixi, what does it mean? Kol Mar Hashem L'Mashicho L'Koresh Asher Yechazakti B'Yemino. So says Hashem to his anointed one, to Koresh, that I have supported his right hand. So it sounds like it's calling Koresh the Mashiach. V'chi Koresh Mashiach Hayu, was Koresh anointed. He was a king, but he was never seen as a particularly holy person that would be Mashiach. He was never crowned as a king, anointed with any oil. Ela Amar LeKoresh Baruch Hu, the Mashiach, Hashem says to Mashiach, Kol Ani Lecha Al Koresh. I complain to you about Koresh. So Lik Koresh in the pasuk is translated to mean about Koresh. I complain to you about Koresh. Ani Amarti Hu Yivne Beisi. I said he should build a house. Bikavet Kaliyus. He'll gather the Galiyus. He offered the Jews, anyone from the Jewish nation, to go up and build the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't want to take part in himself, and in that, he's being faulted here in this pasuk. Seder. Now we're going to go back to darshaning more about the psukim in Megillah itself. Chael Paras Umadai says that Ahasuerus had made a party of 180 days for all the army of Persia and Media. Partamim are translated as satraps. It means some sort of assistant, not the king, but someone below him. Second in charge, perhaps, representative. Uksiv, it also says, Amalchei Modai Opar, far later in the Megillah, it says, kings of Media and Persia. So it's a stira being asked over here that were they second in charge, the type, you know, number twos, or were they kings from Media? So Amar Rava, Asnuya Asne Be'adidi. There was a Tanai made between Paras and Modai. Imi non Malchi, if from us there are kings, Minaychu Eifrichi. From you will be the Eifrichi, the viceroys, or second in charge. From us there will be kings. Sorry, from you will be the kings. Minon ifrichi. From us will be the viceroys. So that's what these psukim are illustrating, that they had this joint relation between them somehow getting along peacefully like that. It says Achashverosh Baharo Sos Osher Kaval Malchus. At this party, he showed off the wealth of the honor of his malchus. What is this? Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina Malamish Lavish Big Day Kahuna. Does that mean that he wore the Big Day Kahuna? We know already he took out the Kelim Beis HaMikdash. He also wore the Big Day Kahuna. And Rashi even learns the Big Day Kahuna Gedola that he had, that Nebuchadnezzar had brought over from Yerushalayim. He had them, and he was wearing them. Obviously, a big chutzpah. Ksiv Haka, it says, how do we learn this out? Because it says, Yikpar Tiferes Gedula. So it says, the honor of the glory of his greatness. Ksiv Hasam, Likovel Tiferes. By Big Day Kahuna and the Chumash, it says there for honor and splendor. The same words used in both places. The next pasuk over there, next few pasukim really, is says that after the 180-day party was done, he had a 7-day party just for the people in Shushan. When these days were finished, when the 180 days finished, yeah, then it goes on to the 7-day party. Rav and Shmuel have a debate about this 7-day party. Chad Omar Melech Bikei Achaya. One says this illustrates that he was very smart, he was wise. Chad Omar Melech Tipei Shai. One says that this illustrates that he was foolish. The one says that this means he was smart. Shaper Avad, he did very good. First you bring close those that are far away. But the ones nearby in his area, whenever he wants, he can appease them. There's no pressure to make a party, especially for them. Make the party for everyone else first, and then them. One that says it was foolish. No, you should bring close those people that are local first. Because if the other ones, the ones that are further away, will rebel against you as a king, these will be nearby to be able to defend you. The basic idea. It seems, by the way, there is a certain amount of history the Marsha brings, that there was a certain amount of rebellion that the Targum talks about, and being that a rebellion happened recently before this party was part of what was trying to establish peace again. That's why the discussion with Rav and Shmuel is about, you know, essentially a strategy of safety and preventing rebellion. It's coming off the heels of what already was. Okay? It says the Gemara, Shalu Talmidav Es Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is a famously quoted Gemara. The students asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mibnei man ischai v'sanen shal yisrael sheva oso odor kliya. Why were the Jews, the haters of the Jews is a euphemism for the Jews themselves, why were the Jews in that generation obligated to be destroyed? Amar lehem, Imratem. He said, why don't you say, you tell me to you say. Amar lo, they said to him, Mibnei shenenu misidosu shal oso rasha. Because they benefited from the suda of that rasha, Ma'achashverish, we know it was a tremendous severe, because even if all the food was kosher, let's say, and all the wine was kosher, which we'll talk about, but he had the Kelim Beis HaMikdash, he had the Kohen Gadol's garments, and the whole party was made because he was celebrating the Jews wouldn't be redeemed anymore. So certainly there would be a reason to be destroyed. There would be a reason to get punished. But the Gemara, but he said back to them, in the Gersa might be in the Bach, that Amar Lehem, he said back to his Talmidim, in Kain, Sheba Shushan Yahargu, Sheba Kolam, Kulo Al Yahargu. If that would be true, only in Shushan should the people be killed, not the whole world. Amar Lo Imru Ato, Emor Ato. So they said to him, Rebbe, you say, Amalehem, he sent to them, because he bowed to the form. The Rashi learns that means the form in Nebuchadnezzar, there's a vote of Zohar that he made, and they bowed to that one. There are others that learn that Haman is what's being referred to here, but that would also be difficult, they ask, because then again, that would only be Shushan, not everybody else. So Pashas, it means like Rashi, that in Nebuchadnezzar's time, there was an idol they bowed to. Amrlo, so the Talmidim sent him, is there any sway, is there any way of getting favor shown if you violate a vote of Zara? How do they ever get saved? They did it, lifnim is used here kind of counterintuitively to mean that they did it from fear, an outward expression. They didn't do it authentically. So to Hashem, threaten them and be destroyed, also not in a way where you plan to destroy them. And we see this, a pasuk illustrates such a mitzvah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Iyov, kilo ona milibo, that Hashem might answer in a way that's not from his heart, so to speak. Yeah, that he'll threaten, he'll make it look like destruction is going to happen, but it doesn't have to necessarily come about depending on how the people got into that situation. I correct myself, not in Iyov, this is in Eicha. Yeah. So if a person is doing an Avera that's milibo, from his heart, it's not from his heart, I should say, but only outwardly, so Hashem will cause him the type of grief also that's only me, from that's not really from his heart, that's done outwardly. Gemara continues, Bachatzar Ginas Bisan HaMelech, says that the party was in the courtyard of the garden of the Bisan, is usually probably the palace of the king. Three locations. So what is this? Rav Shmo, Chamamar Harui Lechatzer Lechatzer Harui Legina Legina. There were different levels of people. If you're in the chatzer, if you're fitting to be in the chatzer, which some is a little further away from the party, from the main attraction of the party, which is inside the palace, so you were there. And if you were fitting to be in the garden, a little closer, you were there. Harui Lebisan Bisan. One fitting to be in the actual palace, you were there. The Chamamar, the other sheet is Hashivim Bechatzer. First he put them only in the chatzer. Lechzi Kasan. It didn't hold them. The gina then in the spread, it spilled over into the orchard, into the park. Yeah, the echzikasim didn't hold them there. Ashi chenisim the bison of echzikasim. Well, he brought them into the bison, to the palace, and it held them. Masisim on a third sheet. The brisa says, "Hoshivim bechatzer." Really, he put them in a chatzer. Upasuchem shnei pesachim echad the gina of echad the bison. And from there, he opened two entrances: one into the orchard, and one into the palace. Meaning to say, they're allowed to stroll there if they want. But really, the meal according to this sheet only happened in the chatzer. Either way, with whatever sheet they were going with, they're showing us that the party was planned out in a tremendous way to make them feel that they had enough room and to make them feel they had freedom to go around. It was clearly, I think it's pretty obvious, a political move over here, either as we said, coming off a recent rebellion, or Stam to try to represent himself as a king that does good to everybody else, even though, as we'll see from other Gemaras, he wasn't that good of a king. We saw before that. It says that some of the items they had there, something called Chur, something called karpas, which we'll define, and techeles is the blue-dyed items that were there. So my chur, what is chur? Rav Amar Chari Chari. Rav says it's holes and holes, meaning a type of needlework, very, very fancily made sort of embroidery, that was tapestries with this embroidery that were there. So Shmuel Amar Milas Levana. Shmuel says a white type of wool or silk, hitzilahem, he spread out for them, also very comfortable and very, very upper class. Karpas, Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, karim shel pasim, that refers to pillows made out of wool, very comfortable. Al galile kesef and mudei sheish, these were all on top of galile, like rolls, types of things that you roll, but something of silver, mudei sheish, and pillars of marble, right? Silver rods, maybe we'd say, is galile, or silver rods and pillars of marble, they were holding these things up. Mitos zahav kesef were beds of gold and silver. So we're going to go on those last few words. What's that about? Tani Rabbi Huda Omer Haroi LeKesef LeKesef. A person fitting for a silver bed got a silver bed. Haroi LeZav LeZav. One who got a little better, fitting for a gold bed, got a golden bed. Omer Rabbi Nechemia Kena Tamatul Kina B'Suuda. If you're going to have clearly identifiable differences like that, then you're going to have jealousy be at the meal. So that doesn't make sense. Elohim Shal Kesef Raglan Shal Zav. Every bed was made out of silver, and the legs of a bed remain out of gold. That's how much wealth there was to make the legs out of a bed out of gold. Here's a Tosafot over here that says that, why didn't we ask this question before, according to Manda Amar, that said that the occupants of the party were all divided up, one who was fitting to be a chatzer into the chatzer, one who was fitting to be in the gina, etc. That was also a class type of division. Should have asked that. It's jealousy. Jealousy is going to build out of that. So, the answer Tosis gives is that over there, they couldn't see each other. So jealousy wouldn't develop from that. But over here, he has beds out in the open everywhere. Everyone's lying on beds. That's how they used to eat, back in the day, lying on beds on their sides. So that's going to cause jealousy. Continues the Joshua's on these psukim. Bahat v'sheish says that the floors were floors of bahat v'sheish. Sheish we know this means marble. What is bahat? Amar of Asi, avonim shemischotitos abalehen. These are types of stones that wear down their owners. People have to go through a lot of effort to get them. So bahat is the hay is being exchanged for a ches. The mischotet means to go around and look for something. V'cheinu omer avnin ezer misnosisos alad muscle. So there's another pasuk that says that precious stones, stones of a crown, avnin ezer, are something that causes, that has nisayon involved, causes efforts to be made in order to get them. So saying this word over here is also like that. Bahat means that you have to put a lot of effort to get them. That's bahat. V'dar v'socharis, what are dar and socharis, were also items that were there, describing the items that were there. Rav omer dari. Rav says that there are many rows of these precious stones, were in the floor. Dari is rose. Shmuel Amar Evan Tova Yish Bekarki Ayam. There is a precious stone that is in the islands of the sea, faraway land. The Dara Shma, it's called Dara, that's being referred to. Oshiva Be'emsa Suda Me'ir Lahem Katsarayim. He put it in the middle of the Suda and it shined bright light like the afternoon. Tsarayim is being related to the word Sahara, like light. Meaning in the Pasuk, right, we're saying Dar V'Socharis. Socharis is being the ches in this case is being transferred to a hay, like sohara means light, sohara. Okay. Either way, again, we're getting more elaboration on what type of effort was put into the suit. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Shakar Dror the whole Bali Schar. Another pshat in this is that the it wasn't really about the items that were there, rather it's referring to a different thing entirely. But at the Suda, Ahasuerus called freedom to all those that had merchandise, meaning he took off the taxes. Rashi learns over here from those people at the Suda. It refers to what he did at the Suda, not an item that was there. Continues, Ashkos v'chezahav v'kelim v'kelim shonim. It says that they would be drinking out of golden vessels and vessels from different vessels, literally. V'kelim shonim, different vessels. Now, some people translate it as old, but at least our Gemara is learning it means different vessels. Gemara says, mishunim v'vayle, should be kelim mishunim, different vessels. Amarava, Yatza Baskol the Amalahem. Baskol came out and said to them, Rishonim Kolu Mne Kalim. The original ones, Belshazzar, who made a calculation that he got wrong, and Nebuchadnezzar that took the Kalim and abused them, people were destroyed. Earlier world leaders were destroyed because they misused the Kalim in the base of English. Vaatem Shonim, then Bach puts in Vishosimahem. You are repeating that and drinking out of them. Don't realize. The Baskol came out and said these words. Let's continue. V'yein malchus. What does it mean? A wine of the kingdom. Rav Omar. V'yein malchus Rav. Abundant wine of the kingdom. Amar Rav. Melamin shekol echa ve'echa shkeu yayin shegodol heimenu v'shanim. Each one was given a wine that was greater than them in years. A wine that was older than them. Right? Pretty amazing statement. That means you'd have to find out the age of everybody and make sure you have wine for everyone to be able to drink. Yeah, but apparently somehow they managed to have this for everybody that was in Shushan. Seder. And it says, V'ashisiyah kados ein ones. It could be the words ein ones or not in this part of the Gemara. The drinking was kados, which literally means like the religion, according to the religion. My kados, what does that mean? Amar avchana mishimer yimeir kados shel Torah. It was like the religion of Torah. Ma dos shel Torah achila merum mishtiyah. The das of Torah, our religion holds, we'll see what this refers to, that eating is more than drinking. So too, the suda of Achashverosh, the eating was more than drinking. So Rashi learns over here that it means the eating of a mizbeach, you find that any korban is always more than the shtia gets, right? There are nesachim that are brought, there's the korban itself, there are nesachim that are brought of flour, and the nesachim that are brought of wine. The wine is always a fraction of the volume of the items that are brought that are solid, that are eaten up by the mizbeach. But Tosis over here clearly learns in talking about a person, because he brings the kashrut from Gemara and Nida, kosha achilosa meruba mishtiyoso atzmosav sicho. And person puts himself in danger by eating more than he's drinking. And he asks that as a question over here. So clearly he was holding, our Gemara is also talking about a person eating and drinking. So the answer is that that's when the eating is far more than the drinking. Our Gemara is just saying that the eating was somewhat more than the drinking at this part. Says the Gemara, ain ones, no, nothing was being forced about the drinking. Amar Rabbi Elazar, malamin shekol echa ve'echar ashkeo yayin medinoso. Everybody got given wine from their province, from their country. So it means he had tons of wines, different types of wines, for every person could have been drinking a different wine. Lasos kirtson ish va'ish, to do the will of every man. What does this mean? Amar Rava, lasos kirtson Mordechai v'Haman. That the people, Rashi's learning over here, that people were doing the will of Mordechai and Haman, meaning that they were in charge of the drinks at this mishnah, at this party. They were the cupbearers. Now, that's a bit difficult. We know that Chazal say in other places that, Mordechai was certainly against the Jews being at this party. So it's kind of difficult to understand what he is doing there, and he'd be willing to work at it. Perhaps he wasn't given an option, and he was appointed to be at this party, even if the Jews wouldn't be there. I don't know. So I didn't see anyone speak about it directly. It seemed difficult why he is being a waiter, so to speak, at this party that he holds they shouldn't be there. Dixiv, though, how do you know the Ish and Ish in this pasuk referred to Haman and Mordechai? It says Ish Yehudi, that Ish is called, Mordechai is called an Ish. Haman Ish Tzar V'Oyev. Right? Mordechai, Dixiv, Ish Yehudi, Haman Ish Tzar V'Oyev, called the enemy. Seder. Gam Vashti Hamalka Asasa Mishtei Noshim, Beis Hamalchus. Also Vashti, the queen, made a party for the women in the house of the kingdom. Now, Beis HaNashim Yiboyle, shouldn't she have made that party in where the women are, in the Beis HaNashim, the house of the women? So, Amar Rava, Rava says, Shnehem L'dvar Aver Niskavnim. Both Achashverosh and Vashti were intending for Averis to happen. They wanted the women to be mixing around with the men. Hanu Damri Inshi, that's what people say. It's apparently a common phrase, or it was at the time of Bavel, the Gemara is written. Iu Bekari V'atze Burutzini. That means that he, meaning a husband, is involved with large pumpkins, and his wife is involved with small pumpkins, meaning to say that they both engage in the same type of behavior. So it's just elaborating on why you would see that husband and wife do things together. So he had it arranged that she would have a party for women in the Beis HaMalchus because he wanted something inappropriate to happen. Mirtha Shem will continue next time.